Good afternoon. As I mentioned at the beginning, this is the Feast of Pentecost, and so we wear these red vestments. Red vestments are the color of courage, which flows from love. Courage comes from love. When you really love someone, you're very courageous about protecting and defending them and to do anything to keep them safe. Courage comes from love. And so it's also a beautiful image for Memorial Day on Monday, as we remember all of our citizens who gave their life in courageous love for our country. But you know the familiar story where the Holy Spirit comes on the disciples, but what I want to talk about is what happened next. So the Holy Spirit comes on the disciples, they're filled with courage, they're filled with love, and they burst out of the room, and there's a big crowd in front of them that apparently have come from all over the Mediterranean, and they're all speaking different languages. And the disciples come out and they start preaching about Jesus. They start preaching about love, and everyone understands. That makes sense to me. Everyone understands the language of love. It's a universal appeal. Love is the same in every culture, in every time. Everyone understands the language of love. And love also unifies, brings people together. I remember I was in a restaurant the other day and just kind of looking around the place, and I happened to see a couple. They had to be engaged because they were clearly in love with each other. And they were talking quietly and looking at each other very intently. But what I noticed is that when they were talking, they were leaning into each other. That's what the words of love do. They kind of make us lean into each other. Honest to God, I looked the other side. And here was a couple that one spouse was clearly angry at the other spouse, and they were leaning back. So words of love unify. As I've mentioned before, a church built on love will unify, and of course, a hall will unify. So as I've mentioned for many, many times, at the end of May, we were going to finally have our pledge event. So you see the envelopes there. This is a joint project with the Archdiocese, and I am enormously grateful for the Archdiocese for the tremendous assistance they have provided so far with construction assistance, technical assistance, architectural assistance, site management, all these kinds of things. So some of our gifts will go to the Archdiocese that they will use for evangelization and for vocations. And speaking of vocations, this day kind of snuck up on me. But it turns out that today is my 45th anniversary of being a priest. May 27, 1978. So very, very grateful that I'm still here. I love being a priest. I like it even more now than when I started. And especially when I can do something as exciting as this hall. So please pick up a card. And also, even if you've already given, the Archdiocese has made these cards for us, but I'm really grateful that they put a prayer on it. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to begin by reading the prayer together. So please pick it up. I think it's perfect the way it starts, too. So let us begin. God of love and God of life, we thank you for your blessings, especially the gift of life, the gift of faith. Father, give us wisdom and courage, and guide us as we call your family here in Los Angeles to renewal. Help us to raise up a new generation of missionary disciples to proclaim the good news of your mercy and to serve our brothers and sisters in need. Fill us with your Spirit, that we may call your sons and daughters to be priests and deacons and consecrated religious to dedicate their lives to you, that we might call your church to bring healing to the sick, love to the poor, and those in prison, that we may call our young people to seek your beautiful plan for their lives. Father, give us all new excitement to follow Jesus and to serve you with all our hearts, all our strength. Increase our faith, give us confidence to offer you our gifts, our talents, our treasure, that we may find our true treasures in heaven with you. Trusting in the tender love of your Blessed Mother, Queen of the Angels, We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So please open the card. If you haven't got a card, some of our ushers are here to help you. And you should have a pen if you don't have a pen. So we're just going to fill this out right now. But I just want to direct your attention to section 2. Section 1 is simply obvious. That's all your name and address information. Section 2 is interesting. If you've already given a gift, that's called an amen. Or if you'd like to increase your gift, you can. That's the blessed section. Yes, you would check if you're going to make a pledge today. Praying, you're still thinking about it. Or no, or unable to participate. So maybe you can check one of those first. Check one of the ones that applies in number 2 first. And then in number 3, you can check how much you'd like to give. And the Archdiocese recommends giving a gift over 5 years. So that's why you see those kind of different possibilities there. And what it would represent. $200 a month for 5 years is a gift of $12,000. So hopefully, you know, you've been praying and thinking about this and talking about it with your friends and neighbors. So you kind of already know what you're able to do. And number 4, 5, and 6 are the way that you would give, monthly, quarterly, annually, check, credit card. If you want to do an automatic withdrawal from your bank, you probably have to take it home and find out your numbers. And finally, of course, fill out section 1. Make sure you write St. Bruno at the top. And then your name, spouse's name, address, etc. Don't forget to sign it. The ushers, they can, looks like most people are pretty close to finished. So you can pass down the cards to the center aisle. We do need the pens for the next Mass. But if you really need a pen, our gift. You're also welcome to take the card home if you're not ready to kind of make a finalizing deal and bring it back next week. Sure, all of you know that, you know, in just a few moments, the gifts of bread and wine are going to be brought down the aisle, and they're placed on the altar. And also the offertory gifts are placed here as well. And of course, those pledge cards will be placed here as also. The idea is that not only is the bread and wine offered to our Father in heaven, but also the donations are also offered. Just as the bread and wine is transformed, we believe that the donations are also transformed into doing sacred work, sacred good. So everything comes to the altar to be joined to the person of Jesus. That's why we bring everything down. So let me thank you for those who have filled out cards. I think that you will one day, hopefully soon, have that beautiful, satisfying feeling of walking into the new hall and looking around and saying, I helped make this happen. It's a beautiful feeling. Let us stand to pray.